Welcome to the Get It Girl community, where yes, you can have it all. We are redefining confidence in life, business, health, and happiness.
If you are motivated, full of drive, a go-getter, and looking for ways to achieve it all without losing yourself to the constant grind, this space is for you.
We are teaching you to take control of your life to boost confidence, to feel good inside and out, which then spills into every aspect of your life. You show up better for yourself, your relationships, your career, your passions.
We also focus a lot on bucket lists to help ignite that passion and adventure in you when it comes to different seasons in your life, to relationships, travel, food, and so much more.
So look in the mirror and say it loud and proud. Yes, you can have it all.
Get it, girl. We are changing the conversation around women and success from empowerment to celebration of achievement. Welcome back to another Get It Girl podcast episode. I am one of your hosts, Cynthia Johnson, here with my lovely co-host, Ashley Lay. And this is a very, very exciting episode of The Power of Saying No. It's the two-letter word that really is somehow very difficult to say. Creeping up on us. All of the time. Don't you feel that, Ashley?
You do. And I feel like it comes in waves and cycles in life where, you know, it can be scary to say no, but it can also be very empowering. And I think the older and wiser you get, it does get easier to say no because you start to really value your time and see where you want to put your energy, where it's worth it, where you're going to get the most benefit and it's going to feel rewarding. And so I think this is a powerful conversation because I feel like a lot of us can be scared because, you know, when you're younger, you've grown up in situations where you feel like your teacher's watching or your boss and you don't want to say no to something because you want to be a part of the group or, you know, but now in adulthood, you have the power to say no, and you can say it whenever you want. It doesn't matter, you know, if you think it's going to affect the other person. This is your life. So if you need to say no, you should say no.
We're raised constantly like, don't tell no to mommy, or, you know, I catch myself too. I can't
say that too.
But you get to this place where you enter people pleasing unintentionally because you don't say no. That's where the people pleasing begins.
Yes.
The absence of the word no. Wild.
Yeah, that is wild. Oh my gosh. It's so true too. So I feel like when we're talking about saying no, we're going to break this down for you guys. And I think the first step is to just really understand your priorities. Before saying yes to anything, consider whether or not it really does align with you and your goals and your priorities, because that's number one. You don't want to say yes to things aren't serving you, because that's really just going to add stress onto your plate. So understand what truly matters before committing to something.
Yes. And it ebbs and flows, right? Because priorities change. So there is a checking in with yourself to make sure you understand those priorities. Even if you don't necessarily, because overwhelm, I feel like, happens when, to your point, Ashley, where you're saying yes to so many things that nothing becomes important. So you're like, what am I doing this for again? Like, I don't actually remember why I'm here.
When I get here.
Yeah. Why am I here again? It can be kind of scary. I mean, I know when we were working together on your business, this is the ebb and flow, right? You go into your business, you're like, I'll do everything. And I will do all of it so that I can build a business or see where I fit. And that's okay. But knowing when to stop doing that and to start reprioritizing and saying no is important. You were doing literally everything when we started working together.
Everything. And I hired Cynthia to be my brand expert and to monitor like what my long-term goals were, you know, what I was working on day in and day out. And then on my spare time, I was volunteering for my community, which is great. I definitely feel like there's a time and a place for that. But it was getting to the point where it was almost like a job, and obviously it wasn't getting paid and it was taking away from work. So yes, I remember being overwhelmed and Cynthia was like, Ashley, you need to say no. Just like, you need to start saying no. And that's when it really hit me, like, okay, like I can't do everything. I need to be able to pick and choose. And this leads to our next point. I needed to set boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
That can be very hard to do, but I feel like once you're very clear about your limits and you communicate that to yourself, number one, and then to others, this can help prevent the feelings of burnout and overwhelm, which is exactly what I was feeling. It was like a hamster wheel of wanting to grow my business, but I was doing so much for my business. I was doing so much for my community. I was doing so much for my clients. I was just doing way too much at once. And I was just stuck in the not evolving the way I wanted to evolve phase. So you have to start saying no to make room for fostering those things that you want to grow.
Yeah. The setting boundaries, there's multiple ways to do it, because I was, when you're, if you're listening, you're like, what, you charged her? Like, is it your friend? No, Ashley refused to not pay me. She said that she wanted to prioritize it and she wanted to be a priority. And so step one, nailed it. Step two, though, is where I had to come in and say, why are you running the town's social media pages? There were clear boundaries, because the next evolution of your business was to be on those pages, not to manage them. And like the next evolution of your business was to not participate, but to participate in a way that serves you and to benefit from the fact that you had volunteered for so long. And I think you did that, even though in the moment, those are tough conversations, because you're telling someone basically like, you have to figure this out now because I can't be the person.
Mm-hmm. And I would have a lot of guilt. So I understand that people probably feel honestly the same way, that they don't want to let someone down. So there's the people pleasing aspect. And then there's that guilt, which causes like emotional stress. And so those are the things you want to try to avoid ahead of time. If you're understanding your priorities and you're setting your boundaries, it's going to open space for you to be a little more relaxed, which segues into our next point of self-care, like practicing it. And we talk about that a lot on the podcast, that everything really does stem from like mindset. And so if you're taking on too much and you're saying yes to everything and you're overwhelmed, you're probably very stressed in your mind, in your body, just in the way you show up. And so being able to make more time for whatever you really want to do and for yourself, and to practice self-care in this process of saying no, I feel like is going to make you so much happier and more relaxed and more at ease as a person. I think a lot of the time people really do shove their self-care aside, when really it should be number one, because when you feel good inside and out and when you feel less stressed and have more mental clarity and are happier, that's going to spill out into every other aspect of your life. And so it really does start within. So I think once, you know, you got those priorities, you set your boundaries, you are practicing self-care, those are the first three steps when it comes to the power of saying no.
And then there's the fourth, which is my personal favorite. Be assertive. We don't need to explain why we're saying no. Like, no, we don't owe anyone an explanation unless we've said yes first. Then we go back and we say no. That's when it's like, okay, well, you said this thing and now you're wishy-washy and you're uncertain. And those are hard conversations. Asking for more time to think about something and saying no should be very clear. The boundary is set in the tone, you know, because you can say no, I mean, and then all of a sudden you've derailed the entire process.
And you can be assertive while being polite about it.
100%. And in the assertive piece comes from the silence.
Mm.
So you don't have to be like, no, I'm going to, you know, like get all aggressive. That's not what assertive is. Assertive is, no, thank you.
Assertive is not being defensive. Assertive,
yeah, it just is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, like this is my decision. And people do respect that as well when it is a hard no.
Yes.
If you are confident and you're assertive, hard no, okay, let's move on. Like, and you might get someone that might fight you on it, but again, that's has more to do with them, whatever they're internalizing, versus what your decision is benefiting you. So you almost have to just stop thinking about the other person in certain situations. If you truly want to say no to something, just say no and don't worry about that other person, the other side of it.
Yeah, you have to teach people how to treat you, which is actually perfect for our next tip. Step five is the practicing saying no, just no. Again, the assertive piece is in the silence. So No.
No. I have a really good example of this with my one-on-one eating accountability clients. You know, there's temptations all around us all of the time. So if they're, you know, going out to dinner with friends or they're at a party and like there's a table of desserts or there's an unlimited amount of alcoholic beverages, and I always tell them to be picky about their indulgences, to learn when to say no and to learn when to say yes. Practicing saying no gets easier. And this can literally just be like a mental no to yourself. It could be a no thank you if someone offers you something, but like the first couple of times they're like, oh, but I really want it, but I really want to go towards my goal. So I'm going to sacrifice this one time saying no. Mm-hmm. And then I'll have them come back to me and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I said no. And I feel so proud of myself because it's like they stood up for themselves and their goals in a moment of temptation. It's not easy to do. You think it's easy, but like it's hard when everyone else in that social setting is indulging. And in your mind, you're like, but I have a long-term goal and you're at a crossroads. So what do? And that's up to you. If you want it that badly to earn that progress, then maybe this is the time you say no. I love this part of like practicing because it really can apply to any situation. And it's just going to give you more confidence in saying no every time you do it when it truly matters.
In my business too, people hire you because they don't know what to do, mm-hmm. but then they try to tell you how to do it. And then they try to tell you what they should be getting. Things fall down sometimes. Trust me, it's not perfect. I more often regret the times where I've given in than the times where I haven't. And maybe it's because I never have to think about the times I didn't give in ever again. But maybe there's something to be said for that too, because it gets you off this the hamster wheel of why is it not working out? It's not working out because it never should have happened in the first place. It was directionless. You're talking about with your clients and you know, they're giving them the power of saying no. And then also we're running a team and trying to understand, making sure everyone's equipped to say no by having, you know, the priorities understood and all of these steps along the way. So avoid the stress of getting caught up in those moments when you didn't say no by practice with anybody in real time. And also just see the reactions of like people who know you best. They probably won't question you though. And that will feel great. A lot of the times it's just all in our head that we think we have to do more than we do. We're living in a world of grown-ups most of the time and they can handle it.
Yeah. So just say no, just do it. Get it, girl. Say no. To our next point, it's all about trusting your instincts too. If something really doesn't feel right, doesn't sit well with you, it doesn't align with your morals or goals or whatever, then that's probably a clear distinction that you should say no. I think I've run into that with social media and collaborations. People want to work with me to have a beneficial reach to each other's audiences, but I won't do that unless it's something that I feel like I personally will enjoy or that I use or that I'm willing to pitch and that I want my community to also dive into. Like I won't pitch it unless it's aligned because I feel like then it's just, again, you're creating busy work, you're not even trusting the situation and it's just not a good place to be in. And so you have total control over who you work with, who you hang out with by, you know, trusting your instincts and being like, okay, yes, this is great. This is a perfect alignment versus I'm worried about this. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen when this comes out into public? You know what I mean? There's just trust yourself. We really do have like that good internal instinct and you just have to listen to it.
Yeah. And you have to create space to listen. And if you're so busy with all the yes things that you've agreed to, you don't even have time to really sit back and think about what are my instincts telling me in this situation? You're just complete overwhelm and you stop trusting yourself and you start trusting everyone else around you. And that is where we get caught up in burnout and all of things because you're supposed to be doing all the things you said yes to, not just sitting around listening to yourself.
Yeah.
No, say no.
The whole point of this conversation is to say that saying no is empowering. It is a form of self-respect. It's a form of self-care. And that's our last point. Feel how confident you feel after saying no to a certain situation that you don't want to be in. It's okay. You can say no.
And you can also allow other people to say yes, right? Because once you have that space and you know what you want, what you're going after, you know, you take yourself out of the place of constantly being at the beck and call of other people, you know, and you just watch your world expand because it's no longer you at like, as like the go-to person to help alleviate everyone else's stress. You're actually trying to build something, and that's an outward expression. Say no so you can ask other people to say yes.
But I love you always like flip things, and I love that about it because it really does put things into perspective. But yeah, I love this conversation. And honestly, there's a couple things on my list that I need to actually say no to. Mm-hmm. So it's a good, therapeutic conversation to have. And I feel like you're always going to be faced with this predicament. And like you said, it evolves, we grow, we change. So something that we may have said yes to prior is not going to be the same situation now. And that's okay, because that's life and that's evolution. You have the power to take control. And we're happy that you joined us today for this conversation on the Get It Girl podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. And please go out there today, tomorrow, say no to like three things, four things, like just do it. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like, subscribe, download all the fun things. And we will be here again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Get It Girl podcast. If you're not already, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a new episode.
Our number one goal is to connect, inspire, and to build a movement where you never feel alone. See you in the next episode.